EnerPower is Ireland's largest leading renewable energy company. It helps companies make significant cost savings by reducing energy costs by up to 50%. The team has worked with the likes of the Environmental Protection Agency, the HSE, Tesco, Lidl, Flavins, Ardkeen Stores and IKEA. Managing Director Owen Power says EnerPower is growing all the time to meet demand.
Yes, well, we've been quite busy for the last few years and we're absolutely looking forward to the challenge of getting bigger and growing over the next few years in this area.
What kind of changes have you seen in your time in business then? Has there been a kind of a shift in attitude and culture towards maybe looking at alternative sources of energy as a first choice?
Definitely. There's more and more people are ringing up every day looking for a way to reduce their CO2 or reduce their impact on the environment, and renewable energy provides a platform, I suppose, for people to start that process. There's quite a number of factors and things that need to be looked at for people, but basically every single business, every organization, every home in Ireland can benefit from renewable energy and can help have an impact on climate change.
And I suppose there's a case as well of it being never too late, that kind of even if people have different energy systems up and running at the moment, I'd imagine a lot of your work is retrofitting and you know, changing the way people are using energy.
Absolutely, Mary. That's basically what we work on, changing out old fossil fuel systems basically for generating heat or electricity and replacing them with the modern technology that is renewable energy, which both saves money and saves the environment. So it's kind of a win-win.
Q1 Scientific provides an outsourcing option for the provision of environmentally controlled storage services for the pharmaceutical, medical devices and biosciences industries in Ireland from its purpose-built facility in Waterford. CEO Stephen Delaney says the need for the storage of vaccines at certain temperatures has highlighted the ongoing work the team at Q1 Scientific do in the pharma field.
So we would take samples from a host of pharma companies around both Ireland and into Europe, and then we'll store them for a period of time at very specific temperatures and conditions, and then return them back to the customers, and they'll analyse how that product is performing or how it looks over a period of time. And that condition could be anything like 2 to 8 plus 40 degrees C, even all the way down to kind of minus 70, minus 80 degrees C.
Because of the year that's been and because of vaccines needing to be stored at certain temperatures, suddenly people are really sitting up and listening to conversations around storing medicine.
It's probably the only time freezer storage has been so topical and getting kind of front page news. So it's a good time for us to kind of possibly take advantage of that in a little bit. And we've been working with pharmaceutical storage and cold chain transport logistics for the last coming up on 10 years now, and we'd have a lot of experience in it. So it's been brilliant that a lot of questions have kind of been fired our way from different people, both people working in the actual process and also some media outlets and things like that. And it's brilliant for us. This is the one thing we do, and we like to think we do it very well. So it's nice to be able to share the information when we can. Things like monitoring 24 hours a day, on call maintenance and backup, and the most critical and obvious one, I suppose, is the electrical backup to make sure if there's a power cut, if there's any interruption to the mains power supply, that your service and your storage is completely uninterrupted. So we'd have a lot of staff who would have a scientific background or possibly coming from a little bit of an engineering background. We started with 2 people in 2013 and we'd have 11 people now. And it's a really good story, you know, for local employment.
Douglas Carroll is a consulting engineering company based at Railway Square in Waterford City. The team has been involved in projects across myriad sectors, from healthcare to conservation, retail to education, and lots more besides. Managing Director Pierce Douglas and Director Ted Carroll discuss some of their key projects and the benefits of being based in Waterford.
A lot of our work is hospital work. People might be aware of the new ED department in Waterford Regional Hospital. We were involved in that along with the neonatal and delivery suite. That's one of our major projects there. There were multiple projects over the years within Waterford Regional. The other hospitals that we've worked in that people may be aware of is Wexford, where we did the new delivery suite and A&E unit. And we also do work in Dublin. We're heavily involved in the Children's Hospital, involved, if you want to say, in 5 out of the 22, I think, enabling works contracts.
So why did you choose initially to set up in Waterford then, Ted? Because a lot of your work seems to be quite national.
A lot of the work is national, but there was an opening in Waterford. Pierce would have been initially setting up in 2005 on that, where there was an opening in the southeast. It wasn't well served or hadn't got as well an established engineering consultancy base. So there was an opportunity there. The southeast, it has massive potential. No reason why it can't be a hub for development. Again, the work is more national now maybe than it would have been initially.
Yeah.
Because the ease of working remotely helps as well. But we have grown. We're beginning to get a well-established name. So as the name grows in the industry, your radius of work, the radius you're going will increase with it.
And best of luck to Enerpower, Q1 Scientific and Douglas Carroll, nominated in Business of the Year, up to 20 people. Tomorrow, we hear from the companies in the Technology and Innovation shortlist.